And that verse, of course, references since the Old Testament times of war. People trust that their strength of their armies. But people of God, they trust God. You can go through the Old Testament time after time and see how God delivered people when they should have lost, when they just were outnumbered, they were outmanned, they were not as strong, and just time after time, they should have lost. They should have lost bad, but God delivered them in some form or fashion. I mean, he had times where the enemy just thought they were finna get beat, and they took off running, and wasn't nobody there to beat them. But some of the enemies turned against themselves and beat each other up, and God's people just walk right in and pick up all their good stuff. So God makes it so that you know you can trust him. Let's keep it moving. I'm going to move on down to one we know very well, Proverbs 3 and 5, 5 and 6. Of course, trust in the Lord. You go ahead and turn to it, but I'm going to start talking about it. Trust in the Lord. And this verse here, it's so familiar, and we hear it so much. But if you give it a minute, you give it a little meditation, you'll see. And I'm sure we saints, we've been saved in here a long time. A lot of us have. But and it's, I know you do. But you can see what God really is saying to you. He all through the Word, he tells you how this is what I'll do for you. This is what's available to you. But there's only one way to get it. And so you have to learn to trust the Lord. You have to not lean. You got to do stuff that don't make sense to you. I can remember time after time, because of my upbringing, I appreciated, and Father taught us very well how to endure and work and be steady and so on and so forth. So I grew up that kind of person. I wouldn't quit. I would go to work and go to work and go to work and go to work. And all that time, I didn't realize I was leaning on what I knew. I knew how to go to work. If there was a need in the house, I went to work. I ain't no telling how many times. I worked 20 hours, 22 hours, didn't go home to the sun. I'd be working, planning I'm going to go home in a little while. And next thing I know, a little while, I turn into the sun coming up, and we still working. I mean, I was leaning to my own understanding. And the whole time I'm like, God, I believe you and I trust you and I thank you through my hands and all this working I'm doing. I thank you, you're going to bring me out. But that ain't, I mean, and it can work that way. But did he tell you to do it that way? And the whole time I had little kids who grew up to be big kids, and I missed most of it because I was working. Because that's what I knew. That's what I knew. And not that anything was wrong with that, but where my trust was. I trusted the fact that I knew how to do. I was like, Lord, I thank you so much for showing me how to do all this stuff. I thank you for giving me the ability to do it and sending people my way that will pay me to do this stuff. I thank you. And it was a blessing. It has always been a blessing in my life. It has always been a help to me. But at some point, I turned from thanking God for it and trusting God for it, I turned to me. And the more I turned to me, the more I had to work, the harder and the longer I had to work. And it got to be where I couldn't do enough. And so in times not long since then, I mean, in times past, I had to start learning. All right, it's time to get away from how Jeffrey knows how to do it. Had to learn how to trust in God. So I got a bunch of more stuff about that. Let's do So how do you get to where you trust somebody? I mean, you got a total stranger, and then over the years, y'all not total strangers no more. When you first met them, did you really trust them? I mean, you might, as they say, trust them far as you can see. But then it got to the point over the years, you could say, go to my house and do so-and-so. I'm 4 hours away. I need you to go do so-and-so. And you trust them totally, you know. You give them whatever, this amount of money. I need you to go buy me so-and-so. How do you know they're not going to go buy what they want and you not see you again because you trust them? How did you get to that point of trusting? You got to know them. You got to know them. And how did you get to know them? You spent time with them. You kicked it with them. You know what I'm saying? Y'all had conversations. You had and to shorten the phrase, you spent time together. And however the time was spent, you spent time together. You got to know one another. I got stars by here. I don't remember what it says. So let's do Proverbs 28 and 26. That may be one I need to talk about. Let me just do it here myself. 28, 26. Y'all, I'm gonna tell y'all, I praise the Lord. At times like this, I praise the Lord for Google. Because somebody out there somewhere, they done had their 5 months. They done sat down and wrote it out. They done read the whole Bible 8 times. And they done found these verses. And then they post them so I can find them in literally seconds, you know. So he that trusts in his own heart, that's what I was talking about a while ago, is a fool. I didn't write that, but I sure was doing it. I didn't realize how foolish I was being. And make it so bad I was being foolish, didn't realize I was being foolish, and wore that hard working like a badge of honor, which it does uphold some honor, because the word tells you, you know, don't be lazy, get up and do something. And you know, be diligent. But trusting in your own heart. Trusting in what you know. Trusting in what makes you feel comfortable. When you need something, I'm trying to see. I guess we do the easy thing, because that's what is the word here lately. I mean, you turn on any script, any sermon anywhere, and you're going to hear about prosperity and possessions and money. And I was tired having a conversation with one guy, and he was like, man, I'm tired of hearing about that. I want to hear about the word and salvation, the more important thing. Money just ain't that important. But you got to learn what does the word say? The word tells us that the real harvest is people. We understand that. And it says money is the minor thing. But the word also tells us, if you can't be trusted with the little things, how can you be trusted with the big things? So if God can't get you to get money right, how you in the world are you going to handle getting his people right? And so started having this conversation with this guy, and he was like, man, he was like, I just sat down with my pastor, and I'm tired of hearing about, and churches spend so much money, and they get these big bills. You know, he's just going on and on, and I know where all that was coming from, is some of the woke stuff he'd been listening to, and I said, man, God wants us to have extravagance. He didn't write the wealth of the sinners laid up for just. He didn't write that for nothing. And in order to win those sinners, because see, those sinners, the ones that have it, that's what they trust in. That's what they know. And you're not going to be able to talk to them until you have what they have. They're not going to respect you. I mean, turn on the TV. How many fools do you see on with a lot of money do you see on TV, and people flock to listen to them? And you got wise, wise people have many valuable things to say, and nobody hears them. I mean, it's so you have to. God wants you to seek his extravagance, because one thing, it makes him happy that you're happy. It makes you happy. Who in here can raise your hand and say extravagance won't make you happy? It won't be that fulfillment of joy that the word promises you, but it'll make you happy. God likes to see you have his joy, but he likes to see you happy. It also has to be a tool. The number one thing, it has to be a tool. It has to show everybody that he is God. He is the way. The only way to truly have that stuff and happiness and joy and the whole list of promises is with him. So